Do you want to change the world? Start off by making your bed. There's nothing cute or easy or funny about discipline, especially when it comes to the subject of self-control. However, if you make your bed every morning, you will have accomplished the first task of the day. It will give you a small sense of pride, and it will encourage you to do another task, and another after that. And by the end of the day, that one task completed will have turned into many different tasks completed. Clean up your room. That's a great start. Organize your local landscape. Schedule your time. Start taking control of yourself. I think you should stop looking for the quantum leap and start looking for the daily discipline, because that's where the breakthrough lives. When you make your bed, you have already done something for the day. You've already accomplished something, even though it's small. Just accomplishing one little thing can propel you to do the next thing, and the next thing, and the next thing. But if you only plan your pleasure and you don't ever plan on having any pain, if you spend all of your life trying to avoid everything that's uncomfortable, I can just tell you right now, you're gonna have one wretched, miserable life. You're gonna be old, and all you're gonna have is regrets. So ask yourself, am I practicing self-discipline in my life? Am I doing the things that I should do because I need to do them, or am I kind of waiting to feel the moment out? The things that you do and that you don't do are far more important than you think. We can do something extraordinary with our lives, but you need to discipline yourself every day. Greatness will cost you something, not somebody else. It'll cost you something. It's going to cost you some time. It's going to cost you some energy. It's going to cost you some sacrifice. It might cost you some resources. It might cost you some hours of your life laying down. But paying the price and going the extra mile, doing what other people are not willing to do, that's greatness. And greatness is not cheap. Greatness always costs more. That's why there's not many people who achieve greatness. They're not willing to pay the price. See, a lot of people want, but then they don't use the discipline that they should to get what they want. So decide today that you're going to discipline yourself. When you have the discipline to do the things that you really don't want to do, then you earn the right to have the things you really do want to have. Self-discipline is the key to being able to perform and being able to keep your life on schedule and being able to keep commitments and promises and meet deadlines. It is essential to success. Making your bed in the morning will also reinforce the fact that the little things in life matter. If you can't do the little things right, you'll never be able to do the big things right. And if by chance you have a miserable day, you will be able to come home to a bed that is made, that you made. And a made bed gives you encouragement that tomorrow will be better. You just need to make a choice that you're gonna stop being bitter, a choice that you're gonna stop looking back, a choice that you are not going to waste one more day of your life feeling sorry for yourself. And I know you may have issues in you, but you're doing better than you think you are. Somebody needs to know that today. You're gonna make it. Somebody needs to know today that you're doing all right, and you may not be what you ought to be, but you're not what you used to be, and you're gonna get there. Don't you give up. Don't quit, and don't you keep putting yourself down. You're doing better than you think you are. This is not how your story ends. Look again. There's another chapter. There's a new beginning. You just know that you need to keep growing, be disciplined, be committed, and have heart to be consistent. If you get up and you just have no discipline whatsoever, you get no value out of anything. Your diets don't work when you don't do them. Exercise doesn't work when you don't do it. Like, what is the fire that stirs you that you wake up saying, I will do this even when I don't feel like it. I will do whatever it takes to overcome my temptation for mediocrity. My temptation for excuses, my temptation for reasons and circumstances that hold me back. I won't allow those to be in my way. And if you have that within you, you'll achieve whatever you choose. Nothing will be different until you think differently. Nothing will be different until we think differently.